Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Globe is looking for a new editor. Marty Baron, who's been at the helm of the paper for more than 11 years, is joining the Washington Post. Under Baron, the paper won 6 Pulitzer Prizes, including one for its reporting on the Catholic clergy abuse crisis. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff has more.
Marty Baron joined the Boston Globe just before one of the most significant events in U.S. history, 9/11. He recalled the newsroom's efforts during that time when he told the staff he's leaving.
We not only witnessed a national trauma, but I was able to witness the extraordinary efforts of everyone in this newsroom. It was just remarkable to see the selfless dedication of the staff of the Boston Globe, going everywhere, doing everything, acting almost automatically, and covering a story that was enormous, of course.
But the story that most defines Baron's leadership is the Globe's unraveling of the clergy sexual abuse scandal.
We'd like to think that eventually these thousands and thousands of predator priests and hundreds of complicit bishops would have eventually been exposed.
David Clossy is the national director for SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests.
But the simple fact is that no one had done it until Marty Baron came to the Globe and seized the opportunity and showed the courage and leadership to pursue this incredibly difficult but significant story.
Baron is the first Globe editor not promoted from within the paper's network and not from Massachusetts. Despite this, he quickly won loyalty, says Lou Urenick, professor of journalism at Boston University.
The reporters, the editors there, everyone who worked at the Globe saw how hard he worked and how serious he was, you know, just personally serious about producing a great newspaper. And that, I think, won everybody over to him.
Since Baron's announcement, Globe reporters have been posting glowing tweets. One says they're sad to see him leave, but the Washington Post, The Nation, and journalism in general will benefit from him in that prominent perch. Another says he's a great editor, a great leader. Joanna Weiss is an op-ed columnist at The Globe.
I think people really recognize that over the past 11 years, he's really gone to the mat for The Globe in trying economic times. He was a supporter of us maintaining a Washington bureau. He supported an expansion of The Globe magazine. He supported the ideas section, which just celebrated its 10th anniversary.
Like all newspaper editors over the past decade, Baron has had to contend with an erosion of the funding model for print journalism as more people get their news online. This has led to severe cuts in staff, salaries, and benefits. At one point, the union representing Globe journalists threatened to strike. Later, rumors swirled that the parent company, the New York Times, would sell the paper. Anne Marie Lipinski, curator of the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard, says Baron led the paper through trying times.
Marty had to give up a lot. He had to give up a foreign staff, which he had when he became editor of the paper, as well as making that transition from print to digital, which was really complicated at these legacy institutions.
Baron has overseen the editorial operations of Boston.com, which now ranks among the nation's largest newspaper websites. Baron told his staff his departure is bittersweet.
For me, this has been the most fulfilling chapter of my professional career. It's just been extraordinary.
The Globe says it will launch a national search for Marty Baron's replacement. Sources at the paper say there are also several strong internal candidates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.